episode 7 and the third of our Olympic podcasts, The Prize. Philippians 3:14, Paul writes, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." At the Olympics just finished, there were 340 gold medals on offer, the biggest prize of all for an athlete. But nothing compared to the glory that awaits the children of God. In our last podcast, we read of Paul teaching the Corinthians that the winning athletes received a crown from the games that does not last. But for Christians, their crown lasts forever. In the early days of the ancient games, athletes were rewarded with a crown woven of dry celery leaves. Later, in Roman times, this was replaced by a wreath of pine. In the end, these crowns were organic and perishable, so that in 20 years they would fade to dust. They wouldn't exist anymore. Paul's point is this: if athletes go into strict training, if they exercise rigid discipline for the sake of a wreath that will fall apart in their lifetime, shouldn't Christians labour even harder for a reward that will endure forever? It's worth it to exercise discipline and self-control, to train yourself in godliness. The prize that awaits us is priceless. So, brothers and sisters, maintain your focus. Keep your eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. He has run the race. He has opened the gates of glory. And he has placed us in this race by drawing us to himself, by forgiving us. He coaches us and he runs with us. Be more committed to the Christian life than the greatest athletes are to their sport. Flee from ungodliness. Practice godliness. Imitate Christ. Exercise self-control. Don't be half-hearted. Don't give up. It is too important. At the end of his life, Paul can say this, 2 Timothy chapter 4, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." The crown of righteousness for all who long for him. So friends, strain towards what is ahead. Press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us in Christ Jesus.